Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Two-thirds of this show don't know what the bleep they're doing. I'll tell you that. Man, this was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, it was.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Well, he's trying to get to the cool kids table now.
Yeah, well, President Trump brokered a ceasefire between Israel and Iran before it went into effect. Both countries launched missiles at each other, and then Iran fired a missile after it went into effect. Israel then retaliated, took out a radar system, and the Trumpster, he's frustrated with everybody.
You can tell. Oh, yes. Yeah.
These guys got to calm down. Ridiculous. I didn't like plenty of things I saw yesterday. I didn't like the fact that Israel unloaded right after we made the deal. I got to get Israel to calm down now. Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Mic drop. That's all I got for now.
And he walks away.
Dan?
Yes. Yep.
Hey, we got it. Got it.
Yes. By the way, I mean, I'm not here to pick a fight with the Trumpster, not at all, because I think he's done a wonderful job with this. However, if you tell somebody they got 6 hours,
James.
I'm just saying, you know, they might say, well, what are the rules within the 6 hours? Can I drop as many as I want?
Is it like the Purge now? Can I mean, you got the bombs ready to go. You might as well use them, right?
But yeah.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Barkowitz, we're going to send you to 6 years in prison, but you've got three hours to figure it out. All right, get out there and have a ball.
So where do you think it goes from here? Do you think this is it? Now it's done and the ceasefire's on?
Yeah, I think, well, the Iranian president has said we will abide by it as long as Israel does, and you can never really trust what the Iranians say. I do know that apparently they had Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu had a very stern phone call. And I think he's realizing, all right, don't bite the hand that feeds you too much.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're always wondering what's coordinated ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And what's real as it's happening. You're not quite sure what the games are. But it does seem like, at least for now, there should be peace for a while.
Yeah.
Whenever I see these hack commentators on CNN or whatever network, but does this really mean lasting peace? I'm always sitting there thinking, of course not.
Right.
It's Iran.
Yeah.
Do you know what their goal is? To obliterate Israel and then world dominance. That's basically it.
Right.
Peace is not something that they strive for crying out loud.
I thought exactly the same thing. I'm like, what, are you kidding me? Of course they'll do it again.
Like, have you studied this at all? You've been at this for years.
Yeah.
We all came from music radio. It didn't take us that long to figure it out. But you people that have been journalists your whole life and still you don't know what Iran's about?
Yeah, we went from, yes, the Stones will tour again. They always do.
Yes.
To, well, this is the last time. No, it's not.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, at least that's the way I see it.
Yeah.
And it is interesting to watch. Within MAGA, and I think it's being blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
But as far as, oh, there's a good part of MAGA that is very upset right now, as far as this strike on Iran. Really? We're talking to people all the time. I don't get that vibe.
Thomas Massey's angry.
And what, Tucker?
Yeah, I'm talking.
Maybe the Hodge twins?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And?
Yeah,
right.
So what?
Within any sort of political party or movement, you're going to have people that are disagreeing about what you should do about any given sort of situation. That's just part of it.
Yeah.
But, this is fractured, and this could be the end of Trump's presidency. What are you talking about? Where's Tucker going to go? Kamala?
Yeah, that whole part just doesn't make sense. And like we were talking about last week, it's like they're freaking out about something that hasn't happened.
Exactly.
And, like, oh my gosh, this means boots on the ground. Does it? Because I don't think so.
No. I don't even think that was ever on the table.
Right.
You don't need boots on the ground to carry out the objective.
Exactly.
Objectives were met. No boots on the ground.
Well, we don't know exactly as far as did we get all of the nuclear materials for their bomb? Well, you're going to be getting intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
They're significantly set back. And, yeah, you're going to have yippers within the media say, well, it's really not that impressive. Okay. You're always going to have those people.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, I thought it was interesting about the so-called MAGA Civil War. The polling doesn't bear that out, and it never has. Well,
no.
CNN's Harry Enten, one of two people worth watching on that network.
Yeah, no kidding. Bring it, Harry.
Breaking down the polling.
Yeah, you know, I think there's this idea, okay, maybe the MAGA base wouldn't necessarily like this. Look, this is Donald Trump's Republican Party. That's why I think is so important to note. GOP on the U.S. airstrikes in Iran, 76% in the average of the two polls approve, compared to just 18% who disapprove. Now, I will note that is a bit higher than Donald Trump's disapproval rating within the Republican Party. But overall, Republicans are with Donald Trump on this. Tucker Carlson be darned. The bottom line is he does not speak for the majority of the Republican base. The majority of the Republican base is with Donald Trump.
There you go. And as far as Tucker goes, I've always liked Tucker. Well, I mean, years ago, I didn't like Tucker. But once he was on Fox every night, I really liked that show.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I still like Tucker. And listen, man, it's not like I can get inside his mind. He's a really smart guy. All I think is just a gut feeling is that he got duped on the Iraq War and weapons of mass destruction. And it's like he's overcorrecting.
Yeah.
To me, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, you have to look at every situation individually. And I don't know if it's carryover from that exactly what it is. You're never sure because it's hard to, you know, read somebody's mind. But that's what it seems like.
Well, it's also the first time anybody's paid any attention outside his own core group about what he's doing.
Oh, as far as just with his own brand?
Yeah, his own brand. I mean, when was the last time we talked about him or anybody talked about him?
Well, I would say within the last few months.
We used to play a clip from Tucker practically every day on this show.
Yeah. And I've played several since he left Fox.
Yeah, but, man, it's not even close.
That is true. Yeah. So we'll see where all of that goes. Let's get to the socialist from New York. Moving on to other news that's out there. This is wild.
Crazy. Yeah, this story is crazy.
It is. It is.
It's happening, and it's crazy.
Wow, you just saved everything for this.
I snapped when I read this one. I did.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Okay, David, set it up.
What, the socialist mayor of New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wannabe. Yeah.
Zoran Mamdani, he is the communist running for mayor in New York. There's a good chance he'll get the job.
Gosh.
I mean, communist, yes. What does he go by? Democratic Socialist?
Yes.
Which means?
Communist.
Communist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you listen to some of the words that he's said and some of the plans that he has. It's straight up communism, dude.
Yeah.
You're talking about state-run grocery stores and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Rent control.
Rent control.
Rent control. Uh-huh. Well, NBC News, New York, rather, the affiliate there, ran a story about how he uses different accents.
Oh, I haven't heard this. Okay, roll it.
Because I think that New Yorkers, more than they hate a politician they disagree with, they hate a politician they can't trust.
On the subject of trust, you've adopted different speaking accents in different scenarios.
But they go to their local bodega.
Is there one that's real and one that's affected?
What I would say is, as any immigrant knows, having been born in Kampala, Uganda, and then raised in South Africa and moving here when I'm 7 years old, is there are different parts of my life.
Worldwide tour is a worldwide tour is a worldwide tour.
Mamdani was talking about a worldwide press tour back when he was a rapper in a Disney movie directed by his mother.
What?
Nepotism and hard work goes a long way. Here in New York City, this is how I speak. This is how I am.
Wow, that's incredible.
Just frauds all the way down.
Oh, yeah. I bet Kamala loves him.
Oh, I love you back.
Yeah.
With the accents.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She nailed it.
Yeah.
Gosh, dang. This guy is dangerous, though. I mean, this is very dangerous stuff.
I mean, there's a good chance he'll win the primary now. Andrew Cuomo, I mean, the fall of Andrew Cuomo's campaign has been weird to watch because I thought he'd waltz in. that you got this.
What's gone wrong with him?
I think it's just more you got a younger 33-year-old communist who is appealing to younger 30-something-year-old communist in New York City. He appeals to the activist base.
Yeah. Which you have years of this in the making.
Well,
yeah.
What happens to your economy if rent control is a real thing?
Dude, I'll bring this up again. We mentioned it. You were in the hospital 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And we're watching polling coming out. And 18 to 34s, and it was even up to, if I remember, David, it was like 18 to 44-year-olds,
yeah.
Like over 50% favored socialism in the United States.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, the indoctrination is on. And it's only gotten worse since then.
Yeah.
I mean, how does setting prices on things improve anything?
Joy cometh in the morning.
Plenty of politicians that use those accents.
But you buy property, and now they're telling you how much you can charge for rent. Yeah, that'll work out nicely.
Yeah. Man, I'm thinking about all the different politicians that do that. I'm still stuck on the accent thing. Sorry.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
Is that still the greatest of all time?
That's pretty good.
He brought me this far to leave me.
By the way, I apologize today if I'm not totally with it. I had to have a tooth yanked yesterday. That's why I left the show. There was only a certain time that I could get in.
Right.
So last Friday, when we were getting ready for the big Friday Five and everything, when we're on the air, I had been trying to set this appointment up. And, you know, you're getting phone calls back, but you're on the air. And my wife said, do you want me to take care of the appointment? And I'm like, well, sure. So she lets me know they only have this time. That's when you got to go. Okay. So I go yesterday, and I had a tooth pulled a few years ago. So I think I know what I'm in for, right? I mean, there's a couple of massive shots that they're going to numb this area, mm-hmm. you know, bottom right. And then all of a sudden, I realize I'm in for a little more than I thought it was going to be. Because they had talked about, okay, you're going to be feeling this for a few days. I'm like, boy, I don't remember it like that. I thought it was almost like getting a cavity filled. And, you know, talking about it, and we'll set up, you know, narcotic you can pick up at the drugstore or whatever because of the pain and ice on it and everything else. And I'm like, man, this sounds like wisdom teeth. I've had that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so as they're going through the procedure, and I got nothing bad to say about them. They're pros.
All right.
I just didn't know what I was in for.
Right.
And I hear him say, you're going to feel a little push and pull here. And I'm like, okay. And someone's like holding my head, but all of a sudden it's like I'm getting my head yanked back like this. I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're trying to loosen this thing up. The funniest thing to me was, okay, yeah, that wasn't pleasant. Glad it's done. I get home, my wife's talking to me about it. And I said something like it. And a few times they talked about, so you're not getting put under. And I'm like, no. I'm like, was that even an option? She goes, oh, yeah, on the phone. They said, well, you want to get put under for this? And I'm like, nah, it'll just cost more. And it might take another day to get in there. What? You didn't even ask me? I figured it just cost more. You'd be fine.
You with a bullet you can clamp down on. Dang, man.
And she said, well, you know, I always think about your dad. My dad has told this story when he was in the Army and he was stationed in Alaska. Yeah, what was he, 19 years old, I suppose? And had to have the wisdom teeth out.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was 1959.
Right.
Wasn't a whole lot of anesthetic. And it was, you know, you're talking like pliers and you're talking, you know, it's just holding them down in a chair. She's like, it wasn't that bad, was it? Like, well, no, but I'm not my dad either.
My dad used to pull our teeth with pliers. If I got a loose tooth, you can't go to bed with that. He'd go get the pliers,
just
right
a
out.
Quick little yanker.
Yeah, my dad.
Yeah.
Mechanic, dentist.
So anyway, I'm going to drug myself up, and it's going to be a fun show. We got the five stories we're watching today. Straight ahead.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Let's do it. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, and the five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three. All right, a lot of things happening in the world. Of course, Iran is heavily in the news, and we'll be getting to that in a moment. The Supreme Court is allowing President Trump and his administration to deport migrants to other countries other than their own, which pauses a judge's previous ruling. However, this activist judge is saying, nuh-uh, the Supreme Court doesn't count. So now the DOJ is getting involved, and it's just a mess. It is an absolute mess.
I just saw in the news crawl, DHS is saying, fire up the deportation planes.
Yes, let's go.
Yep.
Get them out.
Number four, Prime Minister Keir Starmer is pledging to boost spending on defense and security to 5% by 2035. A lot of other countries at this NATO summit that's starting today are going to be doing similar pledges.
I'd love that.
Yeah, they're
about time
doing what Trump wants now.
Yep.
Number three, I've seen this movie before. It's weird. When you actually tell them you have to pay your fair share, they pay their fair share.
It's something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number three, ICE has arrested 11 Iranian nationals who were here illegally, including an ex-Iranian army sniper, a suspected terrorist, and a former soldier with ties to Hezbollah. Yeah.
Thanks, Biden.
Yeah. Number two, President Trump responded to threats of impeachment over the Iran strike, saying, quote, go ahead and try impeaching me again. Make my day. Number one, the president of Iran says they will stick with a ceasefire as long as Israel does the same. It did start to unravel a little bit as the two nations traded parting shots, and Trump was ticked, saying this morning, quote, they don't know what the bleep they're doing.
Yeah, it's like he's had it, man. Yeah. And I don't blame him on that. Like, hey, we got this done. Let's get it to stick together here, for crying out loud. Yeah. Be done with
Iran
this.
Either. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I like the way he qualified that. Do you understand that?
And then
now
he just
do you
walked
understand
away.
That? Yeah, right.
Do you get that? I think that you probably do. Okay. We can be done with this now. So then we'll see where it goes. Well, and man, a lot of different audio to get through today. Different people with different takes about what's happening. And it is interesting, I would say. The people that you've come to trust over time, mm-hmm. reasonable, make a lot of sense with what's happening right now, and it's a good thing. And the people that have shown themselves to be hacks,
well, I just don't know. I mean, is it really going to bring peace?
But you know what? I could have said, who are the five that are doing this the loudest? And I could have ticked them all off, because they're the same people over and over again.
Yes.
Chris Murphy. Elizabeth Warren, AOC.
Oh, of course.
Kamala Harris, you know, over and
Jasmine
over again.
Crockett.
Yeah.
This is people. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Yeah. Boy, you're angry today, man.
I am.
You've
well,
had it.
Just, that just pisses me off like nobody's, you know, just can you quiet down for a second?
Is this all because the Cubs got throttled by the Cardinals last night? Is this what this is about?
That was beating.
A lot of times you hear anger. It's not about what you're talking about. It's something underlying.
I live in a house divided, and she was happier than me last night.
That should be fun.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
But I'd say pile on. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what the big story of the day is.
Sure.
So a couple of things that we'll get to. Trump, and you can guess who this is, saying you're all gutless losers. Who was he talking about?
Oh, gosh.
That answer is coming up. A WNBA announcer has to apologize.
Unbelievable.
You won't believe for what?
Unbelievable.
And a round of What's Your Story coming up right here.
Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Apologize for half a voice. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial. The Sexy Boomer, that's Scott Robbins.
Yo, man.
Okay, you're all gutless losers.
Yes. Well, President Trump today railed not only against Israel and Iran, saying, hey, these guys, they've been fighting so long, they don't know what they're doing. In addition to that, he went off on CNN and MSNBC for some of their coverage, where they doubted that Iran's nuclear facilities were really destroyed.
Wow. Okay.
And you know, the fake news, like CNN in particular, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to say, well, I agree that it was destroyed, but maybe not that destroyed. CNN is scum, and so is MSDNC. They're all, and frankly, the networks aren't much better. No, Iran will never rebuild its nuclear. From there? Absolutely not. That place is under rock. That place is demolished. I think these guys really, these networks and these cable networks are real losers. You really are. You're real losers. You're gutless losers. I say that to CNN because I watch it. I have no choice. I got to watch that garbage. It's all garbage. It's all fake news. But I think CNN is a gutless group of people. And the people that run it, nobody even knows it's been sold so many times. But the people that run it ought to be ashamed.
Yeah.
Of all the things that Trump has done over the last 10 years, showing so many people the corruption within the media is one of the best.
Oh, for sure.
It really is. And the way he talks about CNN and MSNBC in particular there, I know some people just write that off. Oh, he's just going off because they don't favor their coverage on him. Mm-hmm. No, man. You could hear us talking off air of different people we know that have been brainwashed by those two networks.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's freaking sad to see, mm-hmm, because they believe in a world that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And that is sad.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it on purpose and they don't care. It's just flat out freaking propaganda. Ugh. Anyway, by the way, I have an example if you want to go to it.
Oh, sure.
We could. There was a few, actually. I have to pull it up right here. Scott Jennings. Do you want to hear a Scott Jennings clip? Oh, we'll save that one.
I never get tired of hearing Scott Jennings clips.
Well.
Never, ever.
There's another one that's really good, though.
Well, good. Okay, you can save it. Yeah.
And this is what I'm talking about. This is Caitlin Collins on the air with Anderson Cooper. And I think it's the timing of it that's so good.
Incredibly optimistic views coming out of the White House as far as how long this can hold and what this is going to look like. That obviously still remains to be seen on the implementation side of this and waiting to see if the firing does stop and if Iran and Israel do both agree to this. Because, you know, speaking of the fluidity of the situation, it was just 24 hours ago that President Trump himself was suggesting a regime change in Iran was a possibility. And obviously right before that, having the United States strike Iran. And so
you're not understanding that on purpose.
Yeah. Where he was saying, yeah, why wouldn't they want to change the regime out?
Talking about the people,
yeah,
of Iran, not the United States.
Yes, there have been a lot of phone calls going back and forth. In part, this has to do with Iran's, mm-hmm, limited response earlier, where they fired on a U.S. base in Qatar. But there were no casualties. We know that they did give a heads up that they were going to be firing on U.S. bases, mm-hmm, without exactly specifying which ones. But that is the question here, is if the United States felt that it did not need to respond to the Iranian retaliation, did that create the space for this? That is what we've been hearing from administration officials. And so the question is whether or not this still holds for the next few hours.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been given word that Iran, according to a diplomat who briefed CNN, Iran has agreed to the ceasefire.
Well.
So this is significant. I just want to try to learn some more information as soon as we get it about that. But if that is the case, that's incredibly significant because that is, we were waiting. We had not heard from Iran. We had not heard from Israel. All we were going on so far has been the president's social media post, which was some 2 hours ago.
Yeah, no, right.
So again, that is the first indication we have that Iran has agreed to this.
Okay. So there's one example. If you want another, and with the one with Scott Jennings. I have it right here. Here you go. I mean, he's up against insufferable people all the time.
Take a victory lap.
No,
I mean, because at the end of the day, well, I know you are. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, though, the question is, how do we actually get Iran to not have a nuclear weapon? That's really where we're at.
Well, I can tell you what you don't do. Give them barrels of cash.
Well, yeah.
And a deal where they can hide it anytime they want, like we did before.
Functionally, we did it, you know, with these strikes. I mean, what he did was a courageous move. And working in concert with our special partner, Israel, you know, we let them pummel them, take out their air defenses, and then we swoop in the way only we can with these B-2 bombers and these special massive ordnance penetrators, and we deal with the situation. So it was great tactically. Ultimately, the only way to get Iran to stop seeking a nuclear weapon, I suppose, would be if the people of Iran rose up and tossed these butchers out and got themselves a new government. I'm not suggesting that we should be involved in that, but you would hope someday that the people of Iran would decide to have, you know, something more like a normal government where, you know, you're not constantly trying to get nuclear weapons to bring about the end of the world, which is effectively what they're constantly trying to do. But today is a great day for America. It's a great day for Western civilization.
Scott, my problem is the Trump administration is taking a victory lap as if they're the only ones who planned this.
And occasionally the correct answer is just,
he rolled the dice.
Good job, President Trump. Well done.
Occasionally that's the right answer. But he rolled the dice. We don't know how this is going to end. Is this going to bring about peace? I'm not sure. If you want to say tonight, for sure, 100%, it's peace. I'm actually willing to kind of like look at that bet because over the course of time,
You're hoping for something
else?
No,
I'm not.
No, that's what you deal with there. But is it really going to mean peace?
Right.
Well, not if they stay in control, because again, they don't want peace. That's not their objective. They have a completely different worldview. And she was one of Obama's ladies. You don't understand that?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
They've got to find something.
Always.
And pick it apart. And they did. And as stupid as it is, they did.
But remember, there was a time when, well, you could say, you know what, listen, I didn't vote for George W. Bush, but the way he's handled 9/11, like 3 months later, I applaud our president. You heard a bunch of people saying that at the time. Can't do it anymore.
Well, it was a great unifying moment. I mean, it really was.
Yes.
Dude, you had conservatives who were completely against Barack Obama, but when he announced that we'd taken out Osama bin Laden,
yes,
people were cheering that.
Of course. I mean, you got people now in the streets of Boston chanting, "Leave Iran alone." What?
Yeah, they were.
Like, are you kidding me? It's like, yeah. That's what we have to deal with now. All right. It's that time. We go around the table. May not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, today, what's your story?
Well, you mentioned it a few minutes ago, so I'll just make it my story here. ESPN had a WNBA game on Sunday night, and there was a foul called in the final minute of the game or something, and the analyst, Rebecca Lobo, was upset by that and then had to apologize for something controversial, she said.
Okay. Hold on a second. We got to make sure. I do have this pulled up. Who was this again?
Rebecca Lobo.
Yeah, she's a big star.
Was.
All right, here you go.
So they disagree with you. They do, and I disagree with them, and that's fine. That's what makes America great, right, Pat Moore?
Uh-oh.
What? What's the problem?
You
Why is there silence?
Say America great.
I should rephrase that, yes. But yeah, I did
of
think...
opinion are perfectly
Yes,
fine.
That's a better way to say it.
And,
sorry about that.
And,
hold on a second. What just happened?
What you just heard happened.
Hold on. I got to hear this part again.
I should rephrase that. Yes.
Yes.
Why?
Because you said that's what makes America great.
That you can disagree?
Yes.
And it doesn't?
Can't be. You can't say that.
Hold on. And then how does it end then? They say what?
But yeah, I did think.
Opinion are perfectly
Yes,
fine.
That's a better way to say it.
And,
sorry about that.
And,
David, what does that mean?
Differences of opinion are perfectly fine. I don't know.
But you can't say that's what makes America great.
Yeah.
Because America's not great.
Well, that and it sounds a little bit too close to make America great again.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, dude.
That's just brain worms, man.
You can't.
Wow.
With these people.
Does anybody know who the other announcer was? Yeah.
No.
Gee whiz, man. ABC. It is, dude. You got The View.
But, I mean, when you're going
you
over
got
the
little like, George.
And then
this just, nonsense.
Just an unobnoxious comment about that.
Yeah.
What makes, you know, that's it.
Yeah, you can disagree. All
and,
good.
And the pearl clutching started immediately.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's funny that for the first time ever, that league has some serious interest among American viewers. I mean, yes, it does. Not NBA level, but you've actually got some interest in the league. And at every turn, everybody associated with it is like, no, we don't want the attention anymore.
It's kind of crazy.
It's wild.
It is crazy.
And that's Sophie Cunningham that stood up that stood up for the real star player of the league, Caitlin Clark. Her jersey sold out. And what does she have? Over a million followers now on social media. It's like that. All of a sudden, she's become a star because she stood up, put that other girl to the ground, which was great to see.
And she's kind of hot.
She's attractive. That doesn't hurt.
That does not hurt.
She'll show up before the game in a really nice sort of outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the feminists go bat nuts crazy on that, too. Can't be attractive. Oh, no.
No.
Gee whiz.
No. You must damage your appearance. By all means, yes.
All right, Scotty, what do you got for what you
I got another announcer story.
Really?
St. Louis Cardinals announcer Chip Carey.
Oh, you rip him all the time.
You know what? I met him a couple of times. He's very kind, very nice guy. Really is.
I think he does a nice job.
Some of the stuff on TV makes me cringe. There you go. But Chip Carey will not be suspended or punished.
For what?
For a dispute. Uttering a homophobic slur. What'd I say? Homophobic slur during a Cardinal game.
Homophobic slur. What is that?
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm channeling Joe Biden. I don't know what happened. It was during a Cardinal game telecast this past Saturday. It was the fourth inning, and they're on FanDuel Sports now, but the broadcast of the game was against the Reds. Okay. Carey was reading a promo.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. I heard him do this. He read a promo for something I didn't know even existed.
Okay.
Disability Pride Night. You cannot. I swear to
you. I saw the promo for
it. I was like, what?
Yes.
Disability Prime Night?
Disability Pride Night.
Yeah, Pride Night. Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be four Pride Days like Prime Days, but whatever.
You might. They might.
But the flag of it is similar to the Pride flag.
So the Disability Pride Night is Thursday, July the 10th.
Here's my question. I don't know if you know this. Is it people with disabilities that are also a part of the Alphabet Mafia?
Yes.
So you can have a disability, and people think you're part of the Pride people, but you're not.
Well, no, but if you want to express your sexuality while at a baseball game, while being disabled, they got a night for you.
Wow.
But they don't include that in June. That's in July.
That's in July. Well, you can't get it all in
June. So it is actually, it's gays on wheels. It's not like...
Yes.
Just everyone with a disability.
Maybe. It could be another form of a disability, David. Okay. Not necessarily on wheels.
But you have to be one of the alphabet.
Yes.
Okay, so let's say if Barack Obama had a disability, he had was dreams and thoughts about other dudes,
unless
like
it's
in college.
Just all disabled people only, and they call it Pride Night, that's a possibility too.
Okay.
But I didn't know it existed.
Okay.
So Chip Carey is doing the promo.
All right.
And he talks about the things you'll get.
Yeah.
You'll take home a Cardinals cap featuring a disability pride flag, although he slipped and did not say flag.
Oh, no.
L was gone.
He said, yes.
Oh, no.
The L was gone. Then all of a sudden, he and Thompson, this just dead air for 30 seconds. Because they're both looking at each other, realizing, whoa, boy.
Yeah.
So FanDuel Sports Midwest declined to comment, but they said yesterday, finally, they got together, they huddled together, they talked to their people, blah, blah, blah. They decided, look, slip of the tongue. He didn't mean to do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's...
This wasn't a Tom Brenneman thing where he said it, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't it. So,
for the record, disability pride thing is just about showing pride in your disability.
Glad you checked that because I thought maybe that was it, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I just had never heard of it. But anyway, he included the flag word without the L, and boom.
All right. So we got that all cleared up. Man, oh, man. I don't even care about my story. That was way too interesting. We'll get to my story, a news update, and Nimrod's news coming up.
Oh. Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily. And if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Anthony Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Martin, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. This is going to sound like I'm talking about those weight loss injections.
The so-called fat drug or fat shot.
Yeah, I'm not talking about those. These weight loss testimonials came from a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean. Patty says, I've finally found a weight loss product that works. I wanted to lose 20 pounds, and Lean really curbs my appetite. Lori M. wrote, I've struggled to get weight off, and Lean has been a lifesaver. I've been losing a couple of pounds a week or more.
That's right. It's not the fat drug shot. It's the fat drug supplement, Lean.
Yes.
It was created by a doctor and university researcher to target the goals of GLP-1s, but without the injections. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower blood sugar, radically reduce appetite, and burn fat because, well, it helps convert fat into energy.
Yeah, and so if you're struggling to lose weight and a healthy diet and exercise is not enough, well, Lean is for you. So let's get you started right now. 20% off, just use code MVCR20 at TakeLean.com. That's code MVCR20 at TakeLean.com. By the way, the results vary. And these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's also not a substitute for the care of your healthcare provider. Ask them.
Okay. I'm combining my story and Nimrod's.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Ian.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right, real quick. Simone Biles nuked her ex account. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that story, okay?
Yeah.
Because all the backlash, the nasty things she said about Riley Gaines. It was like from out of nowhere. But then she goes on Instagram yesterday and says, strength is what we gain from the madness we survive. You're painting yourself as the victim? Nimrod in the News right there.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.